Something else that made me feel a bit uncomfortable yesterday.
What's that?
I was watching the very good broadcast of the Hawthorn Best and Fairest.
Yes.
And Tom Mitchell.
The Peter Crimmins Medal.
The Peter Crimmins Medal. Tom Mitchell is about to join us. Who do you think, of all the greats of Hawthorn, who do you think put the medal over Tom Mitchell's head, around his neck?
Jason Dunn. I'll go with Jason Dunstall.
I would have thought sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Michael Tuck. Yeah. Robert Dipier-Domenico. Sure.
Lift your sights, fellas. Lift the bar a bit and get to real rare air.
Well, it was funny, right? Because
shut up, idiots. Tom Mitchell's on the line.
You sprinted out of the office on Monday.
It was me, and I had a great time doing it, and very privileged to put the Peter Crimmins Medal around the neck of Tom Mitchell, three-time winner, as presented last night. Mitch, good morning.
The privilege is mine, Harp. I rate you right up there with the greats, mate.
It's very, very good feedback. You need to come in more and be a part of this show more. Shut these idiots up. Congratulations, mate. Your third best of fairest in 4 years. Whitey was talking about it before. The only one you missed was when you busted your leg, and you're probably a bit stiff to lose that one. How's it sit with you?
Yeah, I think it's a nice reward for effort. I think, coming off the broken leg, like that was, in footy terms, probably the biggest challenge I've had to face. Questioning whether I'm even going to get back to play in the first place. And, I suppose to put together an okay season and the team to play some really good footy in the second half of the year, it was not a bad year.
Boomer walks around with his on, his best and fairest. What do you do with all your medals? I mean, there's a fair collection coming together at the moment.
Yeah, they're not around the house or anything. They're just in a drawer. They're not framed or anything. The one from last night obviously isn't engraved or anything, but yeah, I just sort of keep them in a top drawer. So if you ever want to rob my house, that's where they are.
Well, we won't do that. We won't do that anytime soon. It does bring an end to the season. Obviously, the chance to sign off on the season when the best and fairest is done. When you sit back and you analyse what's happened at Hawthorn this year, and there's been a fair bit, Mitch. How do you sum it all up?
Yeah, well, it's hard to sum up in a short amount of words, isn't it? Obviously. The coaching situation that probably, consumed a lot of everyone's energy for a couple of weeks there. But I think, everyone's glad that that's sorted now. And I think from a playing point of view, obviously, we did struggle the first half of the year. But I think that the group showed some real character because we were able to turn it around. The second half of the year, we played pretty much all the top eight teams, all the top four teams. And, we were either winning, we had a couple of draws, a few losses, but we really turned it around.
So Tom, the club's clearly transitioning. Obviously, Alistair Clarkson goes, Sam Mitchell comes in. I'm sure Sam Mitchell has spoken to you personally. But what I'm more interested in is when there's great transition at a club, a lot of the time senior players will get together at the end of the season. And I know it's a bit tricky this year with the pandemic, but say, okay, we need to really commit to having a big off-season of training, or we need to really commit to grabbing a young player each and trying to drive them along. Have those conversations been had yet?
Yeah, they have. I think that's pretty natural for every club to do those sorts of things. We're probably trying to find the balance because obviously the last 2 years, COVID impacted, it's taken a toll on everyone. And so Mitch is very keen for everyone to have a break and come back so that we're ready to hit the ground running and train hard. So the conversations have been had and we've put some things in place, but we also need to flick the switch off so that when we come back, we're full of energy.
So we see this wrath of young players that the Hawks have. Which is the one player, which is the young one player that you're speaking to right at the moment going, okay, I want to take you under my wing, or which young player is ringing you and asking you for advice and saying, let's go train together if we can?
Yeah, there's a couple. A few of the young mids, so Connor Downey, who's unfortunately just hurt his ankle, so he's just had surgery yesterday. So been checking in with him quite a bit. And John Newcomb, I think he's going to be a serious player for us, the tackle machine. He had 14 on debut, and he's only played a handful of games, but he's one of those guys that you play with and you walk taller at 19. So pretty excited for him to be a part of senior footy more regularly.
Tom, congratulations on another fantastic year. Why do we hear rumours about you? I find it funny this time of year. You're clearly Hawthorn's best player, three best and fairest in 4 years, and probably would have won four if you didn't hurt your leg. Why do we hear rumours, and do you sit back and just laugh at these rumours about the trading stuff and that you want to get traded or just those rumours in general?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. You've got to laugh at some of the commentary. I think there's been a few of the Hawks boys' names have been thrown up. Jack Gunston, Chad Wingard, obviously myself. Jake has been thrown up at different times, but, you know, half the time it's just not true. So there's nothing you can really do about it.
Do you have your team? Does some of your teammates ring you and say, Tom, what's going on here? What, you're not leaving, are you? Does that actually happen?
No, not really. No, there's like maybe a bit of banter in the locker room, but no, there's no truth to it. So, that's all you can really say. Apparently, I'm going to Port, Brisbane, Richmond, Carlton. I'm going to every club. So, you just sort of ignore it and just get on with it.
Do you think
the rumor falls?
Yeah. Do you think, Tom, that most of you, if not all of you, will stay together based on what Sam has said? Because obviously, a new coach coming in, things will be different. But from a personnel perspective, do you think it will be a similar sort of list, but just maybe with a focus on giving more opportunities for the younger players?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think if you completely overhaul the list, then the younger players become quite exposed. You need senior players around, I think, to help educate. And, you know, they're the ones. I look back at my career when I was younger, and it was Josh Kennedy, Jared McVay, Reece Shaw, these type of guys. If they weren't around to sort of lead you the way, then the younger players don't actually become the player they have the potential to be, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So you need plenty of examples around to look at, you know, whether it's in the gym, in the, you know, preparation, in the meeting room, in the educating side of things. You need to be seeing that stuff everywhere, because I know for me personally, that's what makes you the player that you become, and it's the same for every player, I think.
Yeah, so I'm interested in your year, because obviously we spoke to you throughout the course of the season, and I'm not saying there was a significant shift, but if you look at your numbers statistically in the second half of the year, they were a bit different. You played different roles at times, but you were certainly had a much bigger impact on the second half of the year, and that sort of was related to Hawthorn going better. Did you change anything?
No, I didn't really change anything. To be honest, I think the broken leg, well, I did miss 18 months out of the game. It probably takes, speaking to the surgeon and the doctors, it probably takes, you know, close to 2 or 3 years to actually feel completely normal again. So you can obviously play, but just not at the level. And I just felt the second half of the year, I had a break at the bye, and then, probably found my best footy again, just because my body was refreshed, it had hardened again, and it probably just took some, you know, almost a year of year and a half of playing again just to feel myself and cover the ground like I used to. So I almost feel $1 million again, how I used to feel, you know, prior to the leg. So that's the biggest thing for me, is just from, you know, having my body feel good again.
When players win the best and fairest, they like to leave a message in their speech. Now, a lot of us obviously couldn't see the best and fairest last night, but did you leave a little message? Was there a little comment that you made that was addressed to the players or addressed to the supporters about how the future's going to look?
Oh, I think, it's very important to acknowledge everyone that's helped, you know, teammates, coaches, family and friends. Obviously, Clarko and Sean Burgoyne were two people that had to be mentioned as well. I think we showed our supporters that in the second half of the year, we've kind of already touched on it chatting today, but, you know, there's some promising signs there. So I think you just reiterated that to stick with us. The last few years have been a little bit challenging, but I think we're on the right track.
You mentioned challenges in the, or changes in the off-season and the way things operate for the rest period for the players. A couple of years ago, you were gallivanting around Santorini with your backpack on, Mitch. I remember seeing on the gram at one stage. You can't do that anymore. What does an off-season look like before Sam Mitchell gets a hold of you?
Yeah, very different. Not quite Santorini and Mykonos, is it? So, that was one of the best footy trips we've been on, to be honest. So I do miss that. But, obviously you just laying low, and it gives your body a good chance to recharge and refresh. So the dogs are getting plenty of walks. I think they're sick of it, but got to keep taking them because there's not much else to do. But no, I'm happy to put the feet up, and have been enjoying watching the finals as well. So looking forward to watching the granny.
Yeah, who's going to win, do you reckon?
Well, I think Melbourne will win. You?
I'm on the D's. Yeah, I must admit I'm on the D's. Been on it for a while now.
Tom, does it excite you? Does it excite you as an older guy now in terms of leadership? Just the change at the football club. Some people like the structure that nothing changes, whereas a bit of freshness also helps. I know my good mate Big Baldy Hale's coming back to the football club. You're going to have new coaches involved there. Does that excite you in the off season to say, I don't really know much about these guys, how it's going to be? And it's something a little bit different. It just gives you that little bit of an edge to go into pre-season to be up and about again.
Yeah, it is exciting. I think, you know, at the same time you reflect and you think, you know, guys like Clarko and Bolts, who, you know, were so good for me personally and our group, and then you look ahead and you think, yeah, this is really exciting, new ideas, you know, new people coming in, new personnel. Like, it is really exciting. Mitch is going to bring some really cool ideas, I think, and the players are going to really jump on board with that. And I think, yeah, as you mentioned, as a senior player, you know, you go through your career, it's about getting a game and it's about establishing yourself and then becoming a consistent performer at a high level. And then it's about, you know, the team succeeding. And as a leader, you get so much pride in seeing these younger guys take their games to the next level. So that's probably the position I'm in now, is just getting a lot of pride in seeing these young guys take their games to the next level. And hopefully that contributes to team success as well.
Yep, that'd be nice for all that follow the brand of God, no doubt. What's happening at Ball Magnets these days, Tom?
Yeah, it's actually very exciting. We've got an announcement that we're going to make the Ball Magnets app free for everyone, so no more payments. Thanks to our sponsors, AIA Australia and iNedge, they've given us the ability to make it free for everyone. So got some cool things coming up. Myself, Lockie Neal, Paddy Cripps, Aaron Phillips are going to put together an AFL pre-season program. So players, kids, coaches, parents, whoever wants to join, get on board, and then we're going to give away a home free gym, a full gym set up from iNedge. So yeah, the app's now free, so now's the best time to download it over the weekend.
Rightio, that's good business. Download the Ball Magnets app. It is for free, and you get access to the best players in the business and the best systems behind that, and a chance to win a brand-new setup from iNedge at home. That is magnificent. Have you got one of those, Boomer?
I just downloaded the app just then. If you see a little B Harvey somewhere, Tom, just don't be scared to click on the winner. Right,
I reckon your pipes are big enough, Harvey.
Spot
don't
on.
Join their bandwagon,
just
Tom,
leave
please.
The bloody pipes alone. Get in the bloody leg day, mate. Just do some leg stuff, Boomer.
I did yesterday.
Download Ball Magnets. It's free. That's magnificent news. And you can get access to the best minds in footy. Hey, Mitch, well done on another great year with the Hawks. Enjoy the off-season. Look forward to chatting to you soon.
Thanks, Harv. Appreciate the chat, guys.
Good man. Tom Mitchell, part of the Inner Sanctum team this year, and another best and fairest, number 3 in the Peter Crimmins medal count last night.